Poor Jeremiah. He's having an incredibly tough time in our first reading today. You see, Jeremiah was a reluctant prophet, sent by God as his spokesman to proclaim God's word to the people and leaders of the kingdom of Judah. And this was a brutal assignment because the kings of Judah, like Zedekiah, were behaving poorly, and the people had completely turned away from God, practicing idolatry and violence right inside the temple. Jeremiah warned King Zedekiah that unless they cleaned up their act, they would be defeated and exiled by the Babylonians. As you can imagine, this message was not well received. So a trembling Jeremiah cried out, "I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine." Jeremiah genuinely feared for his life. But right in the middle of his anguish, his faith breaks through and he proclaims, "But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph." Did that prayer make his problems disappear? Not at all. He still had to face his enemies, but his faith allowed him to overcome his fear. If, after all, what is faith but the ultimate antidote for fear? If fear is the anticipation of harm or the unknown, faith is the quiet confidence that you will be okay regardless of the outcome. Faith gave Jeremiah courage, and courage isn't the absence of fear, it is the decision that something else is more important than that fear. In this case, Jeremiah's communicating his message, or God's message to King Zedekiah, was more important than his fear. Jeremiah had faith, and that faith gave him courage. Our gospel today picks up right where last week's gospel left off. Jesus has just sent the 12 apostles out in pairs to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and proclaim, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." So just like Jeremiah, God was sending the apostles out with a message that people might not be ready to hear. And like Jeremiah, do you think the apostles were fearful? Absolutely. But Jesus wasn't sending them out empty-handed. He armed them with the authority to drive out unclean spirits and the power to cure every disease and illness, even to raise the dead. Then, three distinct times, Jesus tells them not to be afraid, saying, "Fear no one," and "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul." Now that last part about not fearing those who can kill the body, that sounds good in theory, but could we actually be that strong? Would you or I be afraid if our lives were on the line for proclaiming God's word? It naturally makes us think of the martyrs who died for their faith during times of persecution. Like St. Polycarp of Smyrna, I like his name, whose memorial we keep on February 23rd. Polycarp was an elderly bishop in the early church around the year 150 in modern-day Turkey. And during a wave of Roman persecution, authorities demanded he renounce his faith and sacrifice to the emperor. But Polycarp firmly refused. Sentenced to be burned alive in a public arena, early accounts reveal that he faced his execution calmly, praying aloud right before the fire was lit. And there were thousands more martyrs, just like Polycarp, who died for professing their Christian faith. Like Jeremiah, they used their faith to overcome their fear and have courage. So when Jesus says, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body," he isn't dismissing the pain or the reality of physical death. He is pointing out a massive mismatch in power between what man can do against us and what God can do for us. The absolute worst a human enemy can do to us is end our brief earthly lives. But they cannot touch who we fundamentally are, our eternal souls. No, these are held safely by God. But Jesus doesn't leave it as a cold theological fact. Immediately after, he says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without his Father's knowledge. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Jesus is not saying that we need to toughen up. He is saying, look at how God cares for a common bird. How much more does he value you? Remember that just like the 12 apostles, so too are we sent out by God to proclaim his word in the world. But like those apostles, and just like Jeremiah, we may face opposition, and we may face rejection. Have you ever been persecuted for your faith? Or perhaps, more realistically for us, have you ever been challenged for it? How did you respond? Because fortunately, we do not live in a time or a place where we face the death penalty for our faith. But it is common for us to be challenged in our faith in public settings, like workspace conversations, where we speak openly, like saying, "I value unborn life," might lead to criticism or complaints to human resources. Or like on social media, where posting references to scripture or sharing your faith might lead to online backlash or harassment. Or even like discussing political topics that are tied to moral issues. So what do we do? Do we speak openly about our faith and risk conflict or criticism? Or do we stay quiet and keep the peace while missing an opportunity to share God's word? And if we do stay quiet, are we in effect denouncing our faith? Are we denying Jesus? If faith could give an elderly Bishop Polycarp the courage to face the flames, surely that same faith can give us the courage to handle a tense conversation at the water cooler at work or a critical comment on social media. Consider Jesus' warning and promise. "Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." But remember that Peter denied Jesus three times out of fear. Yet Jesus forgave him and restored him on the beach in Galilee. Jesus knows our weakness. Acknowledging him isn't about being a flawless, aggressive debater. It's about a willingness to let people know to whom we belong. Jesus is inviting us to replace our fear with total trust in him. He is asking us to not be afraid and to remain faithful, even in the face of suffering or opposition, and to live openly as courageous witnesses to God's love. So this week, when we feel fear creeping in, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of saying the wrong thing, entrust that moment to Jesus and let Him turn our fear into faithful courage.